Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It's so wonderful to connect with you. And I have to say, just again, I have so much respect and I'm so impressed with you because I know what it took for me in my own life to stay focused on the positive and to continue to empower myself and to continue to expand my mind despite the fact that I had a lot of things going on with my health and my life and every part of my life, from my health to my finances to my relationship. I mean, literally everything. And I know what it took for me to continue to focus on the positive and really stay there and continue to expand it. And, you know, the fact that you are somebody who is here speaks volumes. It does, because you're somebody who is continuing to expand your mind despite the fact that there's a lot of chaos going on in our world right now. Let's be honest, you know? And you're here focusing on the positive. And so I love it, and I have so much respect for you, and I am so excited about today's episode. You're going to love it. And to be honest with you, I'm very excited about today's episode, and I'm also a bit nervous about today's episode. And that's not normally me, but I'm just going to be honest. And that's what came up for me. And the reason being, I'll explain why that is, but let me give you a little bit of backstory for a moment. You know, well, if you think back to the last episode that I was working with Sukri, and she was our volunteer, and Sukri was experiencing a few health issues, including a thyroid issue and really low energy. And so we started working on the last episode. Now, when I worked with her, the session was so long, and also there were so many key points in it that I broke it in half because there just was a lot of valuable information in it. And so if you think back to the last episode, you know, there was a pattern that had been coming up for her over and over where she was working in business and doing everything to set up a business and going all out and putting her full effort in. And yet she kept attracting somebody who wasn't following through or wasn't giving their all, and she couldn't count on them. And so that's what came up for her, is not only did she continue to attract that same type of person, so that was an issue, but then also, you know, there was a lot of feeling of frustration that she wasn't getting her way. And so there was a lot of frustration, which she was hilarious with explaining, but there was that feeling as well. And that's what came up. Now, if you think about it, we ended the session where we stopped the, you know, where I stopped the recording, and I gave you some information about getting your vision and really creating that shift to start creating a different picture. So there was that, and that's where we left off. Now, right before we ended, Sukri also made a really important statement, and it was something to the effect of, she said she feels like the system is rigged against her. And so that's also where we're going as well, is she, there's a feeling of feeling that, and it also has to do with the color of her skin. And so when I say I'm a little bit nervous, it's because I'm well aware that this is a very sensitive topic, and rightfully so. I mean, Nobody should ever be born into this world and feel like they're less than, or feel like they have people who are prejudiced against them because of their color of their skin, or need to worry about their level of safety with police officers and brutality. I mean, nobody should have to worry about that. And by the way, nothing against police officers. There are plenty of good officers as well. In fact, like, I have both an ex who's black and also an ex who is a cop. Both of them are beautiful women with big hearts. And so there's no judgment towards anybody in saying that, but nobody should have to live with inequality. And so, point being is that it is a very sensitive topic, and rightfully so. And I'm very excited about the progress that's being made right now. And of course, we need more, a lot more progress, but it's progress. And I think that is awesome on so many levels. And the reason that I'm a bit nervous speaking about it is because, first and foremost, I am not black. And so I know that there's a sensitivity there, and I don't, and I want to be very conscious of that. So, you know, that is one thing. Another thing is really that, you know, to me, the way that I look at it is that if you meet somebody who they just had somebody close to them die, or they just went through a traumatic experience or something like that, and you kind of like don't know what to say because there's so much hurt that's built up and it's fresh and it just happened, that there's a feeling of wanting to be very delicate and careful. And also, of course, in my shoes, that what I do is I'm always working on helping people heal and move through things. And so it's a delicate balance. And because I want people to, of course, live a better life. That's what it's all about. And so either way, you know, point being is that I know that rightfully so, there's a lot of emotion around this entire topic, a lot of hurt, a lot of stress, a lot of anger, a lot of fear, a lot of, you know, just a lot of emotion around it. And, you know, and so, and if you take into the account on top of that, that when I work with somebody, I'm channeling information. So, you know, if you've listened to past episodes, you know that what I'm doing is I'm checking into somebody's energy and then also then giving them guidance. And so that coming through as well. So it's just a lot of things going on a very sensitive topic. And either way, I do think that you're absolutely going to love it. I think you're going to feel very, very empowered and find it very healing for all different types of people. It doesn't matter what color you are, because there's a lot of things we're going to talk about, not just the color of her skin, though that's what comes up for her naturally. And so that's what we're going to work on. But we're also going to work on patterns as far as business, talking about that even more, which we started in the last episode. So that, patterns of attracting the same type of person. And we're also going to talk about limiting beliefs and how that affects your success. So there's multiple things that we are going to talk about. I'm just kind of giving a disclaimer a bit to that one. And part of the reason that I'm also doing that is because with everything being so heightened around this topic, which again is a good thing, we have needed to put more attention on it and address it. So I think it's a great thing, but you know, as the protests were going on, there were several comments that I made on social media about, you know, supportive of Black Lives Matter, loving it, all of that, everything from more serious, heartfelt comments to also more playful and light ones. Like one, for example, that I love was watching the officers and the protesters do the Cupid shuffle together. I thought that was really, really cool. And just watching some of the healing that was taking place was really, really beautiful. I love that. But, you know, I made some comments on social media and everybody was just really, really loving them. And I have several friends who are Black. I have friends of every nationality, sexuality, everything. I love diversity. And actually, I also have family members who are Black, or, you know, half Black, married in, and some cousins that are half Black. And so, you know, I also have a very diverse family and I love that. And so when I made the comments, everybody was loving them. And there was, out of thousands of people, there was one person who reached out who said that my comments offended her. And it was the fact that on one day I wrote in and I said, thank God, something to the effect of, I'm so happy that the protests are peaceful now. I feel like more things can get accomplished and that we can make some progress. And I'm really excited about that compared to having the protests and the rioting and whatnot. And obviously I know that most of that was not the actual protesters. That was a whole nother thing with politics that we won't even get into. But either way, I had made that comment and this person reached out to me who had been very, very wounded in a lot of ways, you know, feeling fear because of the color of her skin. And she reached out and was a bit upset that I was happy about the peaceful protest. She felt like that was not necessarily the best way to go about it. Of course, I do feel like it is, but there was, point being is either way, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. And point being is that even though I'm sitting there supporting Black Lives Matter and writing everything positive about it in a million different ways, it offended her because she didn't necessarily feel like the protest should be peaceful. She was coming from a different angle, and she's welcome to her feelings, of course. Me, I'm definitely somebody who's on board with, you know, with wanting the productivity. And I love that because once they did turn peaceful, that's when a lot of the progress, they were able to start making it. So I loved seeing that. So it was like, yes, they're turning peaceful and here's the progress. And so I loved seeing that, which of course, some of the progress here that we've seen in LA is that our city is now starting to fund more after school programs and put more money into the community and activities for youth and people. And that is awesome because obviously I am a big believer in investing in people, investing in yourself, because the more we build up people, the more we build up everything. And so I love seeing that progress. And of course, there's more progress that needs to be made. I'm not saying that's it, but I'm saying it's a start. And I love seeing that. But I'm going to ask you to just know where I'm coming from and to listen with an open mind and a mind that is ready to embrace some healing. Because the truth of it is I don't want to offend anybody, not one person. Well, actually, I take that back. A few, with the small exception, there were a few people who were, I guess we would call them counter protesters, who were more so wanting to defend their belief system. And of course, I quickly kicked them off of my social media and blocked them because that energy doesn't need to be around any of us. And so, you know, got rid of those. And I don't mind if I offend those people because maybe hopefully it'll help them to wake up and realize that they really need to change, that defending beliefs of inequality is crazy. And by the way, a lot of times where that really comes from is a place of feeling threatened or feeling insecure and feeling not good enough on the inside that then translates into trying to feel superior and whatnot. And it's just, either way, my hope for them is that they wake up sooner rather than later because the world is changing and it's really, really exciting. So that said, I love where we're going on today's episode. And obviously I didn't choose the topic, you know, it came up in working with her, but as we all know, it's divine timing. So I love the divine timing. And of course, silence is not great either. Silence is part of the problem. And so it's awesome that this was just brought in divinely to be able to speak to. So just perfect. But please remember also, as you're listening to this, you know, if you've listened to past episodes, I'm channeling the information. So, you know, the information is just coming through, which of course is the reason you hear bingo periodically. It's not that I'm actually playing a game on the side with my grandma. And so, but either way, point being is it comes through, and just my request is that instead of listening with a sensitive ear, if you can listen with a healing ear as this information comes through. That would be really beautiful. And I do. I think you're going to love it. You know, there's healing to be had from this. And the more that you can listen with a healing ear, the more you'll get from it. And so, and really, I think you're going to love it. There's healing on many different levels, you know. She has a variety of different things going on. Now, as we jump back in with Sukri, our volunteer, I'm going to restart the recording from our session. And where we left off from the last episode was that, you know, she was looking at patterns. Like, so we had been looking at patterns that kept showing up in her life. And so it was about changing that. And by the way, I think you are really going to love today's episode. I have to say, this woman, Sukri, just has a special place in my heart. She's so inspiring. She's so awesome. You know, when you think about it for a moment, where she started, when she had come in originally, she was in such a negative place. She literally said, "Brandy, I don't know how you expect me to put in positive emotion when I've had such a terrible life and I've had so many bad things that have happened." And you're not going to hear any of that in her voice. Instead, literally through the episode, you're going to hear us laughing back and forth. And not a few times, you know, we're in tears, but they're good tears. They're happy tears, but it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. But she's done that. You know, she's done that. Basically, I helped her and I gave her some information to help her to shift her mind. So I did that. And by her following through and continuing to even listen to the podcasts and all of that has helped her to radically shift. And so it's just, it's awesome. And so, you know, listening to her is just, it's beautiful. But that's where we're going, is that the episode, when we dive back in with Sukri, I had cut off the session recording when I stopped it. She was at a place where she talked about feeling like the system was rigged against her. And so that's where we're going as we dive in with Sukri.
I want to throw one more thing to get it out of my system. Like, and I connect that to what you were saying, is one of the reasons also I was feeling that way too, was that I thought, I'm not from here, right? Mm-hmm. So I always thought like, and I don't even have the skin color of the majority, right? A lot of people from here, you know, they have family and they have friends and they have people that have been connected and they have, those people are connected to other people. So I felt like I was totally alone where I could make connections, but those people will always have deeper connections. So I need to let that go. It's not true. I can make any connections anyone else can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and so, I see that now.
Wonderful. And this is the thing. So you don't have the skin color of the majority, meaning that unpack that for me a little bit more.
I'm not white.
Okay. I noticed that actually. I know, I'm quick. I'm smart. I mean... All right, so I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment because there are a few very important points that I want to mention before we move forward. First and foremost, as you obviously notice, we're laughing and it's super light and it's super playful. Now, I'm doing that for a reason, and it's to help her the best that I can in showing up for her in this moment. The best way to think about it is this, is that, you know, you may have heard before, if a kid is stressed out or angry or upset, that they have a harder time learning. And conversely, if a kid is happy and having fun, then a kid will learn much faster. Now, that's how our brains work. The more we can have fun and make things light and happy, the easier it is for us to change and embrace a change. And our brains are more willing to change. And so with her, I'm purposely making everything light and fun. So when she mentioned the color of her skin. And, you know, I could have taken a very serious tone with her and addressed that. But instead, I moved towards humor. And because, of course, I'm working with her mindset and her energy and her emotions. And the whole goal is to help her heal and shift her mindset. And so the reason I emphasize that is because I don't want you to think at all that I don't think racism is a serious issue, or like I'm not taking it seriously or anything like that, because that is not the case. I think it's a very serious issue, and I'm so happy to see progress being made, and I think it's wonderful. And I don't want any, I just don't want anybody to think I'm, you know, making fun of the topic or not taking it seriously, because that is definitely, definitely not the case. And also, I had a feeling even before we got to this point that the topic was going to come up, because as you recall, you know, when we were ending the last episode, so that was earlier in the recording, she mentioned that the system was rigged against her, that she felt like it was rigged against her. And so, you know, I knew ahead of time that if this topic came up, that that's where I needed to go with it to be able to help support her through that, which, by the way, you'll see where we're going, and it's really, really beautiful. So that said, there is one other point that I want to share, and it's this. The best way to actually share this with you is to think about a different situation, to kind of give you a different example. And the best way to illustrate this is to think about for a moment, you know, I'm always talking about how patterns breed more of the same. People will have patterns of rejection or patterns of abandonment or patterns of hurt. And, you know, those patterns play out in our lives until we heal them. And even if I use the common stereotypical example from psychology that I use, where it's well known that a woman can have an abusive father and then leave him and, you know, grow up and then find the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, whomever, and unfortunately repeat this pattern. And anybody can look at it and see that that's painful. That is really painful, and I have a lot of compassion. I have worked with plenty of women, unfortunately, who have had similar type of patterns. And of course, not everybody who is abused will grow up and repeat that exact pattern. Everything shows up different in all of our minds. But my point being is that nobody would look at this woman and say, oh, it's her fault, she keeps attracting the pattern. But instead, you know, I can look at it and have a lot of compassion. And, you know, that's painful. And also, when I've worked with these women in the past, it's been, you know, okay, well, let's get rid of this hurt. Let's release this so we can heal this so it stops happening. And so, and that's what happens. I got to tell you, I have taken women before who've had really bad patterns of abuse and all kinds of things, and help them to shift it and heal it and attract really beautiful relationships and connections. And so, point being is that no matter what somebody's situation is, I'm going to ask them always to start healing it on the inside. And that's even going to have to do with her feelings regarding the color of her skin, as she so delicately put it. And so, you know, is healing that, so she can create that shift also in her life. Now, there's a few things to note. You know, if I'm working with the woman who has that abusive pattern, I would never say to her, oh, that man isn't real. Like, it doesn't mean the situation isn't real. Like, those black eyes that she had don't really matter. And, you know, obviously they are real. And, you know, and she still needs to ultimately heal the pattern. So again, point being is just emphasizing, just because I'm working with her on the inside to create the shift doesn't mean that I feel like racism is at all something that she's created in her life. And it also doesn't mean that I feel like it's not really real. And in fact, I actually see it the opposite way, meaning this, meaning that all change starts from within. right? So all change, when we change something, it then reflects into our outer lives. Or even, you know, when I was giving the example of the woman with the abusive pattern going on in her life, as she heals that on the inside, then her situation changes on the outside. And really what I see when I'm looking at the energy as far as the Black community, I see that the energy shift has already been taking place, that George Floyd's death was a catalyst to make physical changes, but I actually see a massive energetic shift in the Black community here in the U.S. from about 9 years ago that has been growing in a beautiful way. And here in the U.S., it feels like the energy around Barack Obama is really actually a main lifter, and then other things as well. So if you've noticed that, and then we also had Black Panther superhero movie, and it just, there has been this lift that has been going on of change happening on the inside, which is beautiful. And I actually see George Floyd's death as the catalyst to target police brutality and to help create a bigger change. So in other words, you know, there's been changes in other areas where even in Hollywood, making sure to acknowledge Black actors and films, and that's been moving forward. And there's been a lot of growth in a lot of areas. And of course, again, more progress needed. But I really ultimately see this as this change has been coming because there have been more people who are Black who are saying, you know what, we do deserve more, and rightfully so. And so, you know, the more that this pattern can heal on all levels, the better it is for everybody, the better it is for our world. And so that said, we're going to do some shifting and healing on this topic, just as I would with anybody else, of creating that shift on the inside. And so that's where we're going, and let's dive back in with Sukri. If you think about it for a moment, watch this. Now let's translate that. Okay. If I said, I'm not tall enough, so I'm never going to succeed, or I'm not, or if I told you, hey, my skin color is too dark, I'm never going to succeed. Is it my skin color? Are you making fun of my tan now? Hey, I got sun this weekend.
This sounds so weird. What do you say? It sounds so weird. I was saying it in my head.
All right. So I want to go ahead and pause it again just really quickly, because I want to give you a moment to really reflect here, because a lot of people have limiting beliefs, and not just related to the color of your skin, but all kinds of things. You know, if you think about that quote, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And if you think about that quote for a moment, you know, is there something that's limiting you from becoming who you want to be, from your next level of moving forward in the world, of what you're wanting to do, what you're wanting to be, who you're wanting to become? And so food for thought on that note, okay? If there's something that comes up for you, because a lot of times it's subconscious and you push it down. You'll notice some such and such comes up, and it comes up again, and you push it down, and you think it doesn't affect you. But if something is coming up for you, then you'll want to make sure to address it, because that's what happens when things come up from the subconscious mind. You'll see a moment of it, and then you'll brush it aside. And remember, if it's coming up, that means it's in your subconscious mind somewhere, or else it wouldn't be in your conscious mind at all. So food for thought on making sure to shift that is awesome, okay? And something else to note really quickly, and it's this. It's that, you know, as I'm working with Sukri, what we're working on has to do with her health, having very, very low energy, having thyroid issues, all of that. So that's what we're working on, and that is why this pattern came up. Now, if you are somebody who is here, who's working on healing, and you have had some trauma regarding the color of your skin, it could be related, but chances are that it's not. So likely it's not related, but it could be. And so, of course, the reason that it's coming up for her is because it is connected to the health issue going on. And that's why we're talking about it. Now, what's brilliant is this. The universe always seems to nicely orchestrate everything in the most beautiful way. And the reason I say that is because the episode from 2 weeks ago, so June 11th, episode number 36, in it, I work with a beautiful, amazing, wonderful, fabulous Black woman. And I don't know that some people may have noticed she was Black, some people may not have. Either way, point being is that it didn't come up for her. And if you think back to that episode 2 weeks ago, she had a hard time breathing because of pain in her chest. And so her and I worked with her mind, you know, I coached her with her mind, and she shifted the pain and released that as well. And none of it had to do with the color of her skin. And so even if you think about that episode that was 2 weeks ago, which was really at a very intense part of all of the protests and everything that was going on, that episode came up. And even though that episode came up, even during all of the protests and all of that, the color of her skin never came up. And so it's not even mentioned in that episode. Now, that may or may not be an issue for her in general. So I'm not saying that she doesn't have some wounding regarding that. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. I haven't checked, because there were other things that were connected with her health that we worked on. And so, again, point being is that if you are somebody who's here working on healing, you know, this is definitely an area that you'll want to heal. If it's been an issue for you in your life, you'll definitely want to heal it. And it may or may not be connected to your health issue. So just kind of leaving that note there for anybody, because I don't want you to think, oh my God, I have trauma regarding the color of my skin. There is some type of block. You know, there might be, there might not be. Definitely check inside for it. And if you find it, you'll definitely want to release it and let it go. All right. So that said, let's see if we can get some more silliness and fun in this. I know we're going to get a little bit more serious. We're headed there, but we're also headed towards even clearing even more patterns, which has to do with shifting this limiting belief. And that's where we're going next. And then also into business and success and expanding from there. So that said, let's jump back in with Sukri. So if I told you that my skin color is too dark, so I can't succeed, is it my skin or is it my thoughts?
Your thoughts.
Okay. Well, because, you know, we did actually have a president, and it turns out his skin isn't white either, right? So did his skin hold him back?
No.
Okay. No, it didn't hold him back, right? You've heard of a lady by the name of, she's just small. You might have heard of her before. Her name's Oprah. Did you know her skin isn't white? Okay.
Yeah, I knew that. Yes.
Okay. So did she let her skin hold her back?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment. Is your skin color going to hold you back?
No.
Okay. So, bingo. So if your skin color limits you to only being as the president, or only being as big as Oprah, who's only a billionaire, could you live with those limitations in life?
No. Not at all.
I want you to notice how you feel right now.
I feel like I realized something that I was blind to for a long time.
And what is that? I see how big your smile is right now. You're glowing.
Yeah, I feel like, wow, I had the wrong thinking all this time. All these little thoughts that I think I only think of once in a while, I think I can see now how they were very limiting me. It's just my thoughts are stopping me.
Absolutely. So what if What if Obama had said, I could never be president because my skin is too dark?
He wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have tried.
What if Oprah said, I could never do any of that? People won't listen because, or I could never anything because my skin is too dark.
She wouldn't have been Oprah, I guess. I mean, she would be Oprah, but nobody would know about it. She wouldn't achieve all the things that she has done. She wouldn't do any of it.
She wouldn't, right? So if you think about it, you also mentioned that you don't have the family roots that other people do.
Right. That was a big part. Yeah, I believe that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are adopted?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or grew up in the system. And how many times have you heard of people who grew up in the system who even said, you know what, I'm going to turn my life and I'm going to make something of it?
A lot.
Okay. Right. So game on, right? Game on. So bingo. A few things. So you can see patterns in business. You can see beliefs that have been holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you even have a degree in business. So this has been your focus of, I want to create a business, right? This has been your focus for over 20 years now. I want to create a business, right?
I don't know. I went to business because I was in sales and I liked it a lot. So I thought I would be good at more in sales. But yeah, I guess. But I did have, yeah, I have business ideas for quite a while.
Great.
Not 20 years, maybe quite a while.
Beautiful. So question for you. So all of these people who you have felt like they were stopping you and they were out of integrity and stopping you and it wasn't fair and you weren't getting your way and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and go ahead and keep attracting those people and let me know how it goes for you. You could blame
it. How it goes.
you think you're good? Yeah, I think you should be good too. I'd rather see you successful. I'd rather see you have a wonderful business and be successful. And so, just for a moment, do you want to give your energy towards the old and the negative and all of that? And the problem and feeling unfair and all of that, or you instead want to give your vision and your focus and your energy towards the fact that you can do this. They're not limited by your skin and that you can do this.
I want to give my energy to I can do this.
All right. So I want to take just a quick moment and pause it and just point out the awareness that, of course, we're working with a few different patterns right here. You know, we had been talking about the pattern of feeling limited by the color of her skin. And then also in the last episode, we had started talking about this pattern of attracting the same type of partnership of man who says he's going to show up and she's doing all the work. And then it doesn't happen, and that she kept attracting literally the same type of business partner over and over and over several times, and that pattern that's there. And so the reason that we're talking about multiple patterns, though, is because, again, ultimately what we're working on is her health, her thyroid and her low energy. And so as we look at the specific things that are connected to it, there are multiple emotions that come up. You know, the easy way that I illustrate this to people is really to think about this is that if you're going to make cake and you only have flour, you can't make cake. But if you have flour and eggs and butter and a few ingredients and whatnot, then you can make cake. And of course, having a health issue is much different than cake, but point being is that it takes a few different emotional ingredients, and that's typically what's connected with any health issue, is pulling out a few specific things and really shifting those. And so that's where we're going with her, is that that's what we're doing. You know, in the last episode I mentioned, we're really wanting to zero in on the specific emotional patterns and really create shift on those. And so that's what we're working on. And let's go ahead and dive back in. Okay. And bingo, what would that look like and what would it feel like? And one of the reason I say what would it look like and what would it feel like is because you got to step into the feeling of your vision. So remember, these emotions are what are powerful. And if I ask you how much you want to hold on to the hurts of the past and let those shape your life, how much would you say you want to let those shape your life?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. But, you know, you can't do it because of the color of your skin. So you're just gonna fail because of the color of your skin, right?
Not true.
Oh, we should tell Oprah that. Somebody forgot to tell her that she couldn't succeed. You got this?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. You got this. What's beautiful is that when we can see the pattern, we can create that shift. And bingo. So what I want you to do is hold this vision and really look at it as though nobody's holding you back but you.
Okay. Yes.
All of us have patterns, okay, that we've got to change or deal with. Some patterns are positive, some aren't. You can see the negative one. So what I want you to do is create a vision for how you want it to go, okay? And then I want you to start giving it your what?
All.
Your all, and what else?
My focus and attention.
Yes, your focus, your attention, your energy, and emotion.
Emotion, okay.
Okay, if you're not giving your energy to it, so watch this, as if I say that I have patterns of emotion that are creating my life, and I give something else my focus and my vision, but all of my emotion is hurt and frustration and negativity, how's that going to go?
It's not going to go well.
It's not going to go well. I have a question for you. How much do you think that the Black community needs more inspirations, more Obamas, more Oprahs, more positive, wow, right?
Yeah.
And even if you think about it, what's beautiful, if you think about all of the NFL players, I mean, the majority of them have your color skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, Olympic, I mean, all kinds of things. And if you think about it, are you willing to step into a new way of thinking?
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And bingo. So ultimately, that's what I'm going to ask you to do, is I'm going to recommend doing exactly that, stepping into that feeling, maintaining consistent with it, and keeping that. And then when you're ready in a few weeks to go ahead and get your thyroid rechecked. Okay.
Okay. So it's affecting my thyroid a lot.
When I see you shift this, I see the energy of your thyroid shift.
Okay.
Okay.
The other thing when I have, you know, when I think of starting a business, you know, I notice I talk myself out of it because I feel like I won't have the ability to find clients. Like, it sounds like a daunting task. How do I change the energy around that?
Bingo. Do you think you could find one client?
Yeah.
Okay. And then after you find one client, do you think you could find one more client?
Yes.
Okay.
You find one, why not?
Okay. Yeah. And 0 to 10, how possible is it for you to find one client?
I would say 10.
Okay. So if I told you it's a level 10 possible to find one client.
Yeah.
And then after I find one client, I could find one more client.
Yeah.
And after I find one more client, I could find one more client. What happens if I keep doing that?
I think my problem is, like, I want to find 100 clients today. Like, that becomes so impossible. I was like, oh no. It might find me a long time to find one client. And then how long else is it going to find me to find another one? Take me. Oh.
Totally. And my goal was actually to fly to East Africa today. And I figured I just want to fly to there in 15 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you see a problem?
That's brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, it's possible to, you know, it's easy to fly to East Africa or Africa or whatever, but not in 15 minutes, probably.
Not in 15 minutes. Okay. So what's a realistic time frame for me to fly to Africa if I'm going to go there?
a month or two.
Okay. Or even, I mean, yes.
Yeah, so, weeks. Yeah.
Totally. And obviously we have this whole flights are a little weird right now. I could probably maybe even get there faster. Who knows right now? But if you think about it, I want you to set up a realistic time frame for yourself of looking at things and say, okay, this is my goal to get one client by this day, to get another client by this day, to get another client by this day. And I'm going to do this and following through to do it, making it realistic for yourself. If I said to you, Sukri, okay, I want you to clean your house and I just want you to do it in 3 minutes, the whole house.
That would be difficult.
Okay. So how much are you going to put effort towards it though? How much are you going to try? If I said, I just want you to.
I'm going to be frantic for 3 minutes.
Okay. For 3 minutes, would you be frantic or would you say, Brandy, that's not even possible. I'm not even going to try.
Probably my first response would be like, yeah, it's not possible for me to clean. Depending on how big the house is, but it's still 3 minutes, not a lot of time to do a really good cleaning of a whole house.
Yeah. I just 3 minutes. I just want you to vacuum. I just want you to do the dishes. I want you to make sure to dust everything and just make the bed and do all the laundry.
Not possible within my human limitations.
Okay. So how much are you going to get up and try though?
Probably not a lot.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to say, Brandy, it would take me, the washing machine can't even wash a load in 3 minutes. That's not even possible.
Yeah.
Right. So if you set it up to where it feels impossible to you,
yeah,
you're not going to even start.
Right. Okay? I think I got it. Yeah. I got it. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I was doing that because I was fine. I think it might've been an excuse for me not to get going.
I love your awareness. I love it. I love it.
You know, because if I found an excuse, then, you know, I could convince myself, yeah, it's not possible, you know,
uh-huh.
I get it.
Okay. So I have a question for you. So I'm asking you to close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to think about how you feel towards business moving forward and towards your financial life moving forward.
I feel a lot better about it. I'm very optimistic right now.
Take that in for a moment.
Yeah, I'm very
right. Okay.
I feel like I have the solution now.
You're so awesome.
I have it.
So awesome. So I want to bring in an awareness really quickly. Do you know, and I don't know if you've heard this on my podcast or whatnot, but there were more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history.
I didn't know that, but I heard you say it.
Right.
It was kind of shocking. Yeah.
Okay. So if you think about it for a moment, while everybody else was thinking, what was everybody else who was having a hard time and struggling? Oh,
I'm going to die. Well, where do I get money from? Everything is just horrible. We're just going to sit and wait.
Sit and wait. There you go. We're just going to sit and wait. It's not possible. We're just stuck, blah, blah, blah. And the people that made money, what do you think they were thinking?
They were looking for ways that their ideas could go right now.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at it and they found it.
There you go. So they were looking at it and they also probably attracted the right type of people, right?
Mm-hmm. Right thing, right? Yeah, right tools, right people.
Exactly. So they were looking for the opportunity. They were taking action on it. They were looking for
the way it was probably easy to attract you because everybody, I mean, it's easy to find labor at that time, you know, because people work for really cheap. You know?
But if you think about it, if you attract all of the wrong people.
True. Yeah.
Okay. Because if you think about it for a moment, you've been working on starting a business and wanting to start business even when the economy was booming.
Can I be honest? Because sometimes I thought like I would have a job and I would say, oh my gosh, I shouldn't even be here. I hope when I have a business, I don't hire somebody like me. Like, if I'm being honest.
You said you hope when you have a business, you don't hire somebody like you.
Like me, yeah.
And why did you?
And I said that because I knew that at the time where my, you know, I was just disillusioned with the whole thing. You know, I would have a bad attitude about something. I mean, I'll do my job well, but in terms of advancing the business, I would feel like, well, all those people are doing, you know, they don't care about the company.
Notice exactly that. Okay. Uh-huh. All those people, they don't even care, blah, blah, blah. Like that's that same pattern.
Yeah. I know. So I'm saying, I even attracted the good employee is you need that energy, because I'm aware that at times when I felt like, well, gee, I hope they don't hire someone like me the way I feel right now, you know? So yes,
totally. So notice you were doing your job feeling like, well, all those people, they don't really blah, blah, blah. What happens is this, is that that attitude also shows up in your business. And that same, it's the same vibration. Okay. So what I want you to do now that you're in an optimistic state with business and all of that, I want you to make sure to listen to this, stay in the optimistic state of mind and write it down, write your vision and keep going. Now, if I ask you, how much more energized do you feel about the whole thing? How much more energized do you feel?
A lot more,
right? All of the time people feel like, oh, I'm low, I'm lethargic, I don't have the energy. And when we have our mindset in the right way, we feel energized. So awesome, awesome. I have to say, I'm impressed with you. You've come a long way of being even more in touch with your emotions. And of course, and in a short period of time, in a short, like you said, you're somebody who learns quick, right? So just impressed with you, so impressed. And in a short period of time, you said, okay, well, let me start learning and opening my mind to this new level of awareness and moving forward. And I love it. I love that you can see the patterns. I love that you feel more energized and more optimistic. And from this place, I want you to take action. Write down a goal, keep yourself energized, and keep yourself focused on, no, I can do this. Let me attract the right people. Let me get into a place and a mindset that I can. So in other words, I want you to listen to this recording again and keep this optimistic viewpoint, because what happens is this. Imagine for a moment, even if we think about the Great Depression, if somebody was excited one day and felt like the next day, oh, I can't do this. This is impossible. I can't do this. And then a week later, they feel like, oh, I could do it. And then 2 weeks later, they feel like, you know, I can't do this. This is impossible. It's not going to work. And they keep feeling like I can do it. And then the next day, they feel like I can't do this. This is impossible. How does it go?
It's like turning the lights on and off.
Exactly, right? Great analogy. All right. So taking just a moment here really quickly, because there's a lot of information, you know, thinking about not limiting yourself for any reason. You know, if you're somebody who has limited yourself because you felt not good enough or because of outside circumstances. So we talked about, you know, more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history. And so not limiting yourself by what anybody else is doing or what's going on around you or even any belief that you have about yourself of not good enough or not smart enough or not strong enough or not whatever it is, and really being willing to step outside of that limitation. And also, of course, being willing to look at everything and follow through consistently. And that's what happens, by the way, when you make a real change on the inside. What happens is you'll notice yourself being driven. You'll notice yourself following through, because what a lot of people will think is they think that if you're not following through, it's because you're lazy. It's because, you know, you just aren't very well disciplined or all of these things. And while those situations come up for some people, what ultimately, if you look at the underlying cause of even lazy or whatever it is, or not following through, whatever it is, it ultimately has to do with the way your mind is programmed. Because even somebody who doesn't follow through with things in general, a lot of times follows through with something like eating, for example, or going somewhere or hanging out, or, you know, they follow through with something in life. And so, you know, if you think about it, if they're following through with something, it means they have the ability to follow through. It's just a lot of times whatever they're trying to get themselves to do, they're not aligned with. Their mind programming at a deeper level has inconsistencies in it. And so they won't follow through with creating a business, or they won't follow through with healing themselves, or they won't follow through with something or other, creating some type of change. And it's not because somebody's just lazy or not smart enough. It has to do ultimately with changing programming that's at a deeper level in the mind. And so just pointing that out for a moment. So if you are somebody who's, so to speak, had the lights on and off and on and off, you'll also want to look at why that is and really look at making sure that you're aligned in your subconscious mind and headed in the direction that you want to go in life. And so that said, just that quick note, and let's go ahead and dive back in. So it's like turning the lights on and off. And so if you keep turning the lights on and off and on and off with a business, how's it going to go?
It's bad, because you're really not in a, and you're not in a complete darkness, but you're not in a complete light. You're really not going anywhere. It's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So making a vision, not trying to do it all in one day. Okay. If Barack Obama had said, well, you know, I'd like to be president tomorrow. Okay. Did he have to work towards being president, work towards what everything he needed? Did he also have to campaign for a while? All of those things, he had to do it. What if he said, I just want to campaign for one day?
Yeah, you're not going. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, you said you just want 1,000 clients all tomorrow.
Yeah. It was more like 100, but still, that's a lot. Especially when you just get going. Yeah, not possible.
Okay. So decide what is your plan and make it happen. Okay.
Is that same thing with my constipation then? Is that connected with it too?
The constipation has to do with a feeling of not letting the past go.
Okay.
Bingo. The idea. Okay. How many times have you told yourself you're the woman from the bush? I'm from the bush.
A few times.
Okay. So notice you even said that on this call.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you've been here in the U.S. for almost 30 years.
Yes.
Right? That's not who you are anymore.
True.
Not only that, the other thing is, watch this. How many times have you said, well, you know, that's where I'm from, and this is so much more advanced here, and, you know, and that's where I'm from? How many times have you told yourself that story and let it limit you?
A lot of times.
Okay.
I think even people from my community, I don't really want them to know who I am, because I feel like if they know how I grew up, they're gonna just say, oh, you're just from the bush, what do you know? Like, because I love to debate, and I feel like people might not take me seriously. I don't know what I think of it, but I guess it's a sore spot, I guess.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to tell you, somebody else would be proud that they moved from the conditions that you moved from to the U.S., went to college, got a degree in business, and started her own business. Somebody else would be pretty freaking impressed.
Who?
A lot. Really?
Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, watch this. Watch this for a moment. Okay. If I told you that, by the way, I'm going to connect with a client tomorrow who grew up in terrible conditions and all those things, and she got out, was able to get out, was able to then come to the U.S. and go to college and get a degree in business. Would you say, oh, she's not very amazing? Or would you be like, wow, that's a really impressive woman?
It'd be very impressive, yeah.
So why is it that you'd be impressed with her and you're shameful about it with you?
That's true. I don't know.
You should be proud of that.
Yeah, I shouldn't be ashamed. Where I came from shouldn't be ashamed. That's just a fact.
Where you came from. It's what you've accomplished to get where you are. You should be proud of it and see that it is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You saw, now that you've seen some of my videos and stuff like that, you've seen my injury and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it impress you that I'm better?
No.
You're not impressed that I healed myself?
Oh, no, I'm very... No, you're very...
Nope. Uh-uh. Not good enough. Alrighty then.
No, you're, it's not only impressive, it's like pioneering. I mean, no one has done. I feel like no one has done what you've done.
Okay, and how many have what you've done?
Yeah, that's true. But I guess I was feeling that way because people from where I came from, they put down people that are from the bush. They're like, oh, they don't, they lack knowledge because they were born in the bush or they lived in the bush for when they were a kid. Or I think it comes from that.
It's like, okay, oh, that's not here. And if you think about it, so just for a moment, you said with my situation, pioneering, absolutely, hugely. I mean, I've been able to do that. Something I've never seen anybody else do and all of that. So it's awesome and absolutely pioneering. And look at your situation. People from the bush, where you're from, normally don't make it where you are, right? How many other people from the bush, where you're from, are living in the United States, have gone to college, have a degree, and have started their own business?
Not many.
How many do you think?
Maybe none. I don't know.
Yeah, I could be. Okay. So could you be proud of yourself for pioneering instead of shameful?
Yeah,
of where
you... Yeah. Yeah, I could be.
Great. Can you close your eyes for a moment? can you take that in?
Yeah. I can.
And when you take that in, instead of feeling shameful for where you're from and hiding it and not wanting anybody to know, could you actually feel proud of it?
Yes. Do I have to mention it in order to be proud of it?
I want you to think about this.
What?
Do I have to mention it in order to be proud of it?
I mean, can I just be proud of myself? And that is that enough, or do I need to broadcast it?
It's all about the feeling. You don't have to even.
Yeah, okay,
you
got it.
Have to.
I don't even have to know other than me. It's just what I
got to tell you regarding my injury. When I look back, I feel like, wow, I was a train wreck. I'm not proud of where I was. I'm proud of who I've become and the changes and what I figured out. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and realize you don't have to be proud of being from the bush, but proud of your accomplishments, of where you are and how far you've come.
And accept that it doesn't really matter where I came from. It's like, it's what I decide to do. What I choose to do is what matters, right?
Well, it's not just what you choose. It's what you feel.
So right.
Close your eyes. Okay. Be proud of how far you've come. What would it feel like for you to feel proud?
Yeah, I need to be proud of how far I've come and what I've come. I think.
Say that again.
I need to be proud of me.
What? Say that again.
I need to be proud of me.
Yeah. How far have you come?
I've come really far.
Great. We're rooting for you. Let's see you keep going.
Okay, I will.
Look at how far you've come.
You've changed my life today.
You've changed your life. And I'm absolutely, and you brought tears to my eyes. I'm happy to, you know, you're beautiful. You've got this.
I have one more question. On my right eye, I've got this thing that's in my right eye, and I thought it was came from when I was dusting.
No more questions. And this is why.
Okay.
Focus on this. Get this down.
Okay.
And take it to the next level. Then you can come back and we can talk about your eye.
Okay.
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 If you try to do too many things at once, what happens?
It becomes overwhelming.
Yeah. And then how does it go?
Not so well.
Not so well.
But it's going to go really good for me because I know it now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work on it. And I'm going to change my life.
Great. So I want you to practice. If you just get amped up and you just try to do everything, that's good. But I want you to get a vision and feel like you've got this. I want you to feel it, program it in and get it in. So I told you that I felt a long time felt jaded and felt like I showed up to work and not wanted to blah, blah, blah. And I felt like I was attracting the wrong people and frustrated and hurt and blah, blah, blah. And I can't do it because I'm from the bush and I can't do it because my skin's too dark and I can't do it because of blah, blah, blah and all of these things. Okay. And then one day I say, wait a second, I can. How much do you think I need to reinforce that new way of thinking?
Yeah, it's going to take a little time to like say, you know what? This is the new me. This is okay. My thinking now.
And it's not just about time. I want you to feel it. So you never go back to the old way of feeling. Reinforce it and bring it in. Reinforce it and bring it in. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're beautiful.
You're truly an angel on earth. I'm serious. I don't know if you know how you touch in lives. And you give of yourself like completely. So I must have done something right.
Thank you.
To come in contact with you, so
you're so sweet, and my heart receives it, and I gave you a huge gift. Make sure to use it, make sure to reinforce it, get it in, game on. Okay, okay. I adore you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Sukri.
Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you.
Bye, honey.
Wow. You know, I love this woman. She touches my heart, and she's so amazing. I mean, when you stop and think about it for a moment, the fact that she's literally from the bush in East Africa, and that she was able to get out of that situation and come to the U.S. and get a degree in business, it's so impressive. I mean, as you know, a lot of people, when they grow up in certain conditions and poverty, and there's also a lot of stereotypes. You know, she was talking about the stereotype about the people from the bush. The fact that she has been able to rise above that and to really change her entire life in a huge way and do something that most people from her culture don't ever experience or do or ever even leave the country. You know, the fact that she has really been able to pull herself out of that and to excel and just continue to expand her life in so many ways is so impressive. And I love it. I mean, she's incredible. I love her determination and her heart, just beautiful. And then, of course, she got a bit stuck, you know? She started to see some of her patterns show up in her life, because we can move, we can change our life, we can move across the world, and yet our patterns will follow us. And so that pattern, of course, manifested in her life to where she kept trying to start a business and succeed, and yet problems kept showing up. You know, she kept attracting the same type of person over and over and over. So there's that. And not only that, but of course, she also felt very limited by the color of her skin. Now, even in speaking to that for a moment, feeling limited by the color of her skin. Of course, as she changes on the inside, she's going to open up and she'll be able to attract much better circumstances in her life. And at the same time, I don't want to negate her experience at all. Because, you know, I used the analogy previously of, you know, the woman with the abusive father and then grows up and marries the abusive man, boyfriend, boss, spouse, blah, blah, blah. And of course, if she said, oh, I've been feeling abused, I wouldn't say it's all in your head, you know, and I wouldn't say, oh, it's your fault. You know, nothing like that at all. You'd have absolute compassion. And of course, you wouldn't say it's not real or invalidate the situation. The truth of it is that the system has been rigged against her, as she mentioned in the last episode. You know, it hasn't been set up to help her succeed. And of course, that change is also within her. You know, there are reasons that some people have been able to succeed. Some people who are Black have been able to succeed. They've been able to navigate it through it. And they've, you know, been able to attract a different situation and circumstances. And so it's so important to really create that change on the inside and also see that change reflected in the external world as well. And so, you know, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, either way, you're right. And, you know, and so limitations come up in all different ways. And so for another person, they might say, you know, I'm not smart enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not good enough, or even as it came up with Sukri, where she came from. A lot of people have that shame of where they came from. You know, notice, even as her and I started to talk about it, And I said, you know, you want to feel proud of where you are now, you know, so impressed. And her first thing she said is, that means I don't have to tell people though, right? Like she's still, you can see how deeply ingrained that shame is in her. And as she really feels differently, wholeheartedly, and really embodies that fully, it won't be a big deal. It'll be like, look at where I've come and look at who I am now. You know, it's so impressive. And so I want that for her so much, is just, of course, to ingrain that and embrace that fully, because she is truly incredible. I mean, you have to admit, when you heard that from her story of going, oh my God, this is where she came from and this is where she is now, you don't think less of her. Instead, you think more of her. You think how freaking impressive. And yet, she has let it limit her and has carried around shame from it, while the rest of us can look at that and say, wow, that's really freaking impressive. And so on that note, if there's something in your life of where you came from or something you felt shame about, you know, maybe there's a way to can feel proud of who you've become. You can feel proud of how far you've made it from, you know, your situation that you may have started from. And so just on that note, really looking at that and really feel that, if that's something that applies in your life, if you've had shame about where you grew up or whatnot, humble beginnings, anything, you know, go, okay, well, what would it take for me to instead feel proud of who I've become and who I'm becoming, you know, and take that in, because you want to feel proud of who you are. You want to love who you are and feel good about who you are. You know, we all have done our own things. We're all incredible in different ways. And it's really about starting to embrace that in you. We all have different gifts. We're all here for a different reason, you know, and too often people are trying to be like somebody else. You know, that's not why we're here. We're not here to try to be like somebody else. We're here to be ourselves. And we all have that unique gift, that unique reason that we are here. And so if you find yourself sitting there trying to be like somebody else, you want to let that go, or trying to fit in somebody else's box of who you feel like you're supposed to be. You know, we are all here. We're all equal. We are all incredible beings, incredible spiritual beings in a physical body. And so on that note, there's one more thing that I do want to talk about as far as Black Lives Matter. You know, I mentioned earlier that I was really excited about the progress that was being made. And of course, more is needed. Don't get me wrong. We're not done. Okay. But I'm also acknowledging the progress, always acknowledging the positive and taking that in, and wanting, of course, more to happen, as with anything else. I also mentioned that there was something that concerned me. And it's this. It's that I work with the mind-body connection all of the time, as you know, obviously, and the things that I see are beyond, you know, what most people would see. I see all kinds of situations and circumstances, and every situation is so different. I've never seen any two people that were exactly alike, because our minds, I mean, when you start to think about 60,000 thoughts a day or however many, you know, and you see emotional patterns and everybody has their own unique upbringing, there's always something different in the mix. But the one thing that we can see, of course, is that our thoughts impact our physical body. You can see that even if you think back to past episodes where, you know, work with people who are in extreme pain and we help shift that, or even, you know, people who are paralyzed or supine and now are running marathons or working on walking or all kinds of things. You know, I get to experience all of the time that are most people would consider a complete miracle or impossible. You know, that's my normal life. Now, my point is that I've worked with people before that you can see the way their thoughts show up. Meaning this, meaning one woman that I worked with said, she kept saying, you know, when my mom died, it just left the biggest hole in my heart. When my mom died, it just left the biggest hole in my heart. It just left the biggest hole in my heart. And she said that over and over and over. Well, what I ended up working with her on was the fact that she had holes in her heart. And our words are so powerful. Or I've even worked with a man who said, he had a phrase that said, I just can't stand that. I can't stand knowing. And that had been a phrase. So when I checked into his energy and he wasn't able to stand, you know, he had been paralyzed and different things happened. One of the things that was really strong in his energy, as soon as I checked into his energy, it was, I can't stand that. I can't stand that. And we had to work on shifting that. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because a lot of people for Black Lives Matter have been chanting the words, I can't breathe, from George Floyd. Now, there's a bigger picture to this also. So not only would I never want anybody to chant, you know, of course, I can't breathe, so they're not manifesting it. But when we look at some other factors at play as well, the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic with coronavirus that also manifests as not being able to breathe. So we definitely would never want to say, I can't breathe. And then on top of that, with the pandemic, all of this happening where people are protesting and saying, I can't breathe. We don't want to manifest that in your lives. And further, you know, when we stop and think about it for a moment, this pandemic, unfortunately, has also hit the Black community even harder here in the U.S. And of course, all people are important. We don't want anybody to be able to not breathe. Breathing is important for no matter what color your skin is. Let's make sure everybody can breathe. But my point being is that that is concerning for me, since I'm working with the mind constantly, for so many people of all colors to be chanting, I can't breathe. And so for that reason, I have created a free mind recording for you, if you'd like, to take it in and to really shift that to more so, I can breathe. And now there are other things in the recording as well. The recording is really about healing at a deeper level from all of this. And it's not just for somebody who's Black. It's for everybody, ultimately. It has to do with equality. And so if you are somebody who has felt superior because of the color of your skin, so maybe you're white or whatever non-Black color, and you have felt a sense of superiority from your skin color, that's in there as well. So it's really about letting go of superiority, and it's really about letting go of inferiority and realizing that we are all truly beautiful, empowered beings in a physical body. And so that's what it's all about. And of course, getting in there and programming it in, I can breathe. I can breathe in a new way of being, a new way of living, a new way of living for our communities. And so that's what it's about. So if that's something that is helpful for you, you're welcome to go ahead and download it. Again, it's a free download. You can go to brandygilmore.com/BLM for Black Lives Matter. So brandygilmore.com/BLM. And you can go ahead and get that mind programming to help you to not only, of course, step into I can breathe, but also to help release any patterns of inferiority or even superiority and really step into an empowered way of being and the awareness that we are all incredible, we're all equal, and we are all freaking amazing. And so that said, guys, you're somebody who obviously is amazing. The fact that you're showing up, continuing to expand your mind and your energy, I love it, love it. Thank you so much for joining me today. It has been such a pleasure, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.